Hey guys, it's General Heat here. How's everyone doing today? So, recently, I've seen some concern in a lot of places that the Xbox 360 is going to die this year. So, some people have noticed that if you go to the clock settings on the Xbox 360, this is the final year that you can set a date for the Xbox 360. 2025 is the final year, and the final month and day. Well, December 31st, 2025, and I guess technically 11:59 p.m. That is the final date and time that the Xbox 360 lets you set on the system clock. So, what happens after, the time goes past December 31st, 2025? Well, there's been a lot of speculation from people. Some people say that the 360 just dies after that. Like, there'll be some errors, it'll crash. Some other bad things will happen. And it's very similar to the concerns of like Y2K back in 1999, when people worried that when the clocks go from like 1999 to 2000, there's gonna be a lot of massive computer failures. So let's find out what actually happens. And the proper way I'm gonna test this is I've already set the clock to 11:58 p.m. On December 31st, 2025. And I'm gonna use Halo 3 ODST to test this because the loading screen of ODST, if you saw my video yesterday, in the bottom right corner there, you see the little timer that's counting up. That's actually like a little hidden feature of the Halo 3 ODST loading screen, where it gets the actual system clock on your 360 and uses it as a little display on the loading screen. So you can actually see the exact real time down to the millisecond of your Xbox 360's clock by viewing the loading screen of Halo 3 ODST. And I'm running it off the disk right now with like no caching or anything like that. So that's why the loading is really slow right now off the disk. And that's a good thing right now because we can actually see the loading screen long enough to see the clock, which is right now, jump from December 31st to whatever happens after. So we've hit 12 a.m. We are on the next day. The clock did reset in ODST. Well, the timer did, but we don't know what happened yet to the Xbox 360. It does say 12 a.m. So the jump back to 2005. 2005 is the earliest year you could set for the 360, while 2025 is the last year. So let's find out, because it did continue. Like the clock does. No, nothing happened. The game didn't crash. The 360 didn't crash. Everything continued just fine. So let's see if the clock actually jumped back. Because I think, like with Y2K, I don't really remember what happened with a lot of things. I think some things, like the clock, just reset back to the default, the original time. But let's see what happened with the 360. So back on the dashboard here, and as you can see, the clock actually continued correctly. It is now January 1st, 2026. 12:01 a.m. So, what happened? Well, pretty much nothing. This seems to be more of a bug with the Xbox 360's dashboard or the UI, rather than like an actual hard, like final date for the 360. Like, when you look at the date and time settings, it still says December 31st, 2025, as like the last date I can set it to manually, but the actual system clock is still counting up. Like right now, the 360 thinks it's January 6th, 2026, but the actual manual settings you can do are still 2025, and it doesn't go any higher than that. And I even let the 360, sit for a whole day before making this video, and the clock is still counting up correctly. So we go to the clock settings now. It says January 2nd, 2026, and 2:04 a.m. So the 360 is perfectly capable of handling times past, the final date that you can manually set. And this is all the offline clock. If you connect to Xbox Live, it should still pull the actual, like real time from, the Xbox servers. So it should sync just fine. There's no issue with the 360 past 2025, past December 31st, 2025, you can't manually set the date yourself past 2025. So you may have issues if you want, if you're always offline and you want to manually set the clock. But as long as your clock is set right before 2025, it will continue to be right after 2025. And if you connect to Xbox Live, it'll pull the correct time anyways. So there's absolutely nothing to worry about after 2025. It's just a bug on a dashboard. Whether Microsoft fixes it or not, I don't know. They don't really update the 360 anymore these days. So we'll see what happens, but nothing actually had. There's no like Y2K bug with the 360, so you don't have to worry about that. Anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed this video, found it to be informative and helpful. If you did, make sure to leave a like, leave it out in the comments. Anything else you can check out, look into, just let me know in the comments down below. But aside from that, make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and I will see you all in the next video. Bye, guys!